Turtle in the Sky, a mashup of native and personal myths by Andy Krejci. Adapted from How Turtle Flew South for the Winter by Joseph Bruchak. One day, Turtle was walking to the lake to look for food. As he plodded along the water's edge, he noticed leaves starting to gather and blow along with him. Along one side of him was a tall row of trees. He realized that the leaves on the ground were coming from those tall trees, and he remembered that this happened every year, so he knew that this was the start of the fall season when it started to get colder. Turtle liked looking up at the trees and watching the leaves flutter down to the ground, so he craned his neck to look up, but he still couldn't see the top of the trees. So he slowly made his way to a small hill near the base of the trees. As he climbed up the small hill, his body tilted up, and now he could see better the lovely sight of the leaves floating down to earth from the sky. Turtle started to wonder what it would be like to be up in a tree, but before his imagination took him off the ground, he noticed something else was happening in the trees. From all directions, birds were flying into the trees and landing in the branches. Every time they landed, they would shake even more leaves off, sending them into the sky for their journey to the ground. The birds were chattering to each other, and as more and more of them landed in the trees, more leaves fell, and the chattering got louder and louder and louder. "Why are you making such a racket?" the turtle yelled up at the trees. Two of the birds heard him and flew down to a lower branch to answer. "Hey there, turtle," one bird replied. "We're getting ready to fly south for winter." "Why would you do that?" asked Turtle. "Don't you like it here?" "Well," said the bird, "when the leaves start to fall from the trees, it tells us that soon it will become much colder here and snow will fall on the ground. That will make it much harder for us to find food." The other bird added, "In the south, it is warmer and it never snows. We can find food all over the place down there." Turtle was hungry, so when he heard the bird mention food, he became excited. "Things sound great there in the south. Can I come with you?" The two birds looked at each other for a moment and then cackled with laughter. "It's a long way," said one of the birds. "You have to fly to get there." "Don't you know how to fly?" asked the other bird. Knowing the answer, the two birds looked at each other again and broke out into new cackles of laughter. "But I'd really like to go with you," Turtle said. "The South sounds like such a wonderful place. Can't you think of a way I could come with you, please?" One bird liked to think he was pretty smart, so he spoke first. "See that long stick next to you?" "Sure," said the turtle. "What about it?" "Can you bite down on the middle of that stick and not let go?" "Of course I can," said Turtle. "I have strong jaws, and no one can make me open them once I bite down." "Okay," said the bird. "If you bite down on that stick, we'll carry either side of the stick in our claws, fly away, and take you with us to the south. But this will only work if you keep your mouth closed." "No problem," said Turtle. "Let's go get some food." So the two birds swooped down and got a good hold of either side of the stick. Turtle bit down hard, and the birds flapped their wings until all of them, the two birds, Turtle, and the stick, flew high up in the sky and turned south. Turtle had never been in the sky before, and he liked it a lot. As he looked down, everything looked smaller. As they flew past other lakes, hills, and trees, he wondered what the south would look like. He wished he'd eaten a little something before they left. He wondered if the birds would stop for a break along the way. He wondered if he would have been better off maybe walking to the south. As more time passed, he grew impatient and just wanted to know when they would get there. He wanted to ask the birds, but of course, he couldn't say anything with his mouth closed. So, Turtle rolled his eyes. But since the two birds were looking where they were going, they didn't notice and just kept flying. Then Turtle tried shaking his legs, but they didn't notice that either. Now Turtle was getting angry. If they were going to take him south, at least they could tell him when they would get there. Turtle said, trying to get their attention. It didn't work. So he did it again, louder. He cried out. Finally, Turtle lost his temper. "How soon do we?" But that was all the two birds heard. For as soon as he opened his mouth, he started to fall. Down and down and down he fell. As he tumbled from the sky, he saw the ground fast approaching. There was a pond he hoped to fall into, but because he was spinning so fast, he just pulled his head and then his legs into his shell to protect himself. He missed the pond and struck the ground upside down on his back with a huge thud. He hit the ground so hard that his shell cracked, but it was strong enough that it did not break. When he gathered himself enough to stick his head out, he saw that he landed a few feet away from the pond and just a few inches away from a big rock. If he had hit the rock, his shell surely would have shattered into a million pieces. Even though he was in great pain, he was glad to be on the ground once again. He rolled himself against the nearby rock so he could flip himself over. He hurt so much, though, that he crawled into the pond, swam down to the bottom, and dug himself into the mud. He wanted to get as far away from the sky as he possibly could. He fell asleep, and he slept all through the winter and didn't wake up until the spring. So it is today. Birds fly south, while turtles, who all have cracked shells now, sleep through the winter. But on fall and winter nights, you can look up and see a turtle in the sky where it doesn't belong.